consummate the mystery of our salvation. He who came down from heaven to raise us from the depths of sin, to raise us up with himself, and we are told in Scripture, above every sovereignty, authority, and power, and every other name that can be named, now comes of his own free will to make his journey to Jerusalem. He comes without prompt, pomp, or ostentation, as the psalmist says. He will not dispute or raise his voice to make it heard in the streets. He will be meek and humble, and he will make his entry in simplicity. And let us run with accompanying him as he hastens towards his passion to imitate those who met him then, not by covering his path with garments, olive branches, and palms, but by doing all we can to prostrate ourselves before him, by being humble and trying to live in the world which he wanted us to. Then we shall be able to receive the word at his coming, and God, whom no limits can contain, will be with him. In his humility, Christ entered the dark regions of our fallen world, and he is glad that he became so humble for our sake, that he came and lived among us and shared in our nature in order to raise us up again to himself. And even though we are told that he has now ascended above the highest heavens, the proof, surely, of his power in God is, his love for man will never rest until he has raised our earthbound nature from glory to glory and made it one with his own heaven. And so, my brothers and sisters, spread before his feet not garments of soulless olive branches, which delight the eyes only for a few hours, but we prostrate our very selves before him.
As Father possesses good.